Space News 86. Large, fierce conflict in the Andromedan Viera. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 20th, 2025. It may be advisable to watch Space News episodes 81, 82, 83, 84, and 85, especially number 81, before this one to better understand what I am talking about. Although we are as Pleiadian, Tegetan as we can get, we are not New Age. So this video is again meant for those strong at heart and who have the guts to face negativity when the time comes and there is no other option. Even in the New Age, which I strongly object to, they state that forces of love and light have removed the evil ones from this or that other planet or moon close to Earth, and will soon be there. But they never say how they removed it for fear of losing the fluffy bunny New Age audience. I will say it in this video, and it will be ugly. As I said before, you must be loving, empathic, caring, and ethical, but you must also carry a big stick. Well, the time will come when you must use that big stick and not only carry it. This is how things are in this material world of marked duality. Either you know how to defend the ones in need, the weak, your loved ones, your ethical principles and yourself, or your spirituality and your idea of ignoring negativity, hoping it will not arrive at your doorstep, will only get you killed and eaten. War is inevitable in the highly dualistic material world, and it will emerge when all diplomatic options have been exhausted and neither side concedes. And no one will concede when they've got too much to lose. You must also be clear with your purpose and with the principles and ethics that back you up, because if you doubt yourself, you will be eaten. When war is inevitable, you must hit hard and with overwhelming force, as that is the only way to minimize its damage and consequences, including the one you inflict upon the other side, even if this sounds contradictory. And you must be prepared to be terrible. I am 17 and I am a feminine, skinny girl, but I am also the Tegetan queen and their commander-in-chief. I know how to fight, and I know how to use my arsenal of big sticks. After this nasty introduction, I will jump into today's dramatic news. As you know, the Triad, Antaria, Irma and Tegeta Alcyon Council, since May 21, 2025, have taken over all the airspace and space around Earth, removing the former 12 members of the local Galactic Federation representatives, who were infiltrated by the evil cabal on Earth in the process. Until last Friday, the 13th of June, 2025, there had been almost no resistance coming from the former local Galactic Federation forces, stationed in the Andromedan Biosphere ship Viera, as those of you who have been following me closely can testify. While I was preparing to air my Space News number 84 episode as a premiere, I received a transmission coming from a very angry, revolting, shady individual who looked like an ex-military, who identified himself as an Alfreton High Command member, and that is why I agreed to talk to him. He treated me badly as well as everyone else on my side, demanding that we remove ourselves from the Andromedan Biosphere ship Viera immediately, or his numerous forces would eliminate us all. He was obnoxious and imposed everything he said, not even letting me talk, yet I said enough, and my answer was a strong, no, we will not exit the Viera. Just seconds after that, we received distress calls coming from our Hashmalim special forces in the Viera, those who were there running the investigations around the arrested 12 members of the Federation's local council, and the communication servers. There were 24 Irma feline warriors with them. They were under attack from all fronts inside the installations of the Viera. All I could do was give the order to give them hell, destroy them all, and my lieutenant there could only respond with a, "Copy that," and then I started to hear over communications, yelling, shots firing and explosions. Several hundred enemy soldiers, equipped with countless drones and robots, including robot dogs, had been hiding inside the Viera and were now actively attempting to remove us by force. I ran to the CIC, Combat Information Center on this ship and surrounded by 3D holograms, I started to study the situation together with my top general, Goriel. The situation was chaotic and terrible, as they started to isolate my men there, as they attempted to flank them, destroying the Viera's walls in the process and as they advanced. I moved my forces to counteract the enemy flanking maneuver, while the 24 Irma faced them directly and head-on. The heavy fighting lasted for almost half an hour, as defensive combat scenarios tend to be very dangerous and complicated, especially in an urban setup, like the one inside the Viera. During this fighting, they employed countless robot dogs which were exactly like the ones you know on Earth and which are manufactured by DARPA, a defense contractor from the US. The dogs were very fast and heavily armed, yet were ineffective against our Hashmalim and Irma forces, even more so as the cats started to dismember the robots' free hand, better said, free claw, pulling their legs off and throwing them away. We now know that those types of robots, which are very dangerous, are fragile in their limbs, and we also found out that their battery pack is also quite vulnerable if you can get to it, as it is situated in their underbelly. Their frontal cameras can also be easily blinded with fire extinguisher foam, mud, or paint, rendering them useless. After about half an hour of fierce combat inside the Viera, the enemy force had been repelled, but with great loss of life on their side. No Tejetan Hashmalim was hurt or injured, but one of the Irma lions suffered a concussion when a large concrete slab fell on his head during the fight. He recovered well and was later proud to say that not even a falling building could stop him. Concrete, or better said, solidified liquid rock, is a common building material inside very large spacecraft, especially in the spaces that are designed to look as if they were on their home planet. As this wave ended, new Tejetan Special Forces Hashmalim members from the starships Astarope and Atlas arrived at the scene, fully armed and equipped with numerous stack attack craft and APC, or armored personnel carriers, as well as a numerous task force of Antarian military. All while the Irma assembled their forces. I cannot say exactly how many. Just a couple of hours after this initial wave, a second and a third one arrived in strength, this time attempting to rescue the 12 Galactic Federation members who were in our custody. Once more, our much stronger forces, now with far more members, easily repelled both attacks with no injuries to report. Unfortunately, the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera was suffering from extensive damage inside. The post-attack investigations came up with very interesting and revealing things. First of all, please note that all that is happening is not how things are usually done outside Earth, it is part of the invasive nature of the Cabal of Earth, exporting their terrible habits off-planet. The attackers who were hiding inside the very large Viera identified themselves as Alfratans, yet after we researched them in detail, we could clearly see that they were all human mercenaries and ex-military at the service of the Cabal of Earth. Their equipment was also quite revealing, as their robot dogs and drones were clearly manufactured on Earth, as well as their other experimental combat robots and drones, which shone in this confrontation because of their blatant ineffectiveness and vulnerability. On the other hand, the armament those mercenaries were using was very advanced, but also manufactured on Earth, and included human-built Stryker armored personnel carriers, plasma guns and rifles, as well as compressed sonic grenades and explosive plasma launchers. They were also equipped with brainwave interference, confusion and fear-generating devices, directed energy weapons and disruptive communication jammers, all of which were highly ineffective against our much more advanced ones, and active countermeasures which protected our personnel. We could see that who was attacking us was a force coming from the Cabal on Earth and their secret space program, as their personnel was fully human and had nothing to do with the Alfreytans, who were very alarmed during all this time, should we confuse them with the aggressors. They were transmitting to us all this time that it was not them, that they were on our side, and they placed their ships in a square defensive formation, while they repeated their message over and over again. It's not us, it's not us. On the other hand, our Hashmalim forces at the time of the first wave of attacks were equipped only with the standard Tejetan Serrapoint assault rifle, and a few other kinetic weapons, and nothing more. What gave us an edge over the enemy were several things. First, the effectiveness and destructive power of the standard Serrapoint plasma rifle, which needs no recharging and has several levels of destructive power. It is an advanced rifle that is fed by a small but powerful Serrapoint reactor. Most importantly, our communication and situational awareness methods and devices defeated the so-called fog of war, giving every Hashmalim a clear, real-time image of the battlefield, all while the enemy was immersed in total confusion. And our forces were all equipped with the standard personal force field shield, which repels almost all direct hits, although, as you know from our past losses, it is not perfect. All this gave us an asymmetrical advantage even when our forces were outnumbered 10-1. Right after all this was over, we received another distress call followed by a transmission coming from a group of Cabal operatives who had just kidnapped a group of 30 Andromedans in another place inside the Viera. They demanded that we give them the 12 Galactic Federation representatives we had arrested, or they would eliminate their hostages one every hour. By mid-Saturday, June 14, 2025, we were now facing a bad hostage situation inside the Viera, involving civilian Andromedans. I tasked our most elite and highly trained special forces unit, the Blue Wolves, to handle the situation. They placed themselves in strategic positions while Goriel and I attempted to negotiate with the kidnappers. Just seconds after we started talking to their leader, all of them were taken out simultaneously by corresponding, synchronized, accurate shots coming from the Blue Wolves. And both the negotiations and the problem were over, as fast as they had started. We don't negotiate in those circumstances. We use overwhelming force. The traumatized but unharmed Andromedans were taken away by their peers for healing. I must describe now the Viera. It is an 811-kilometer-long arrowhead-shaped spacecraft that is 300 kilometers at its base, where its engines are located. Although big, it is by far not the biggest of this type of craft in existence. Yet, it is so big that it is comparable to the size of the state of Florida, or the size of the entire nation of Vietnam, if not slightly larger. It has all its inhabitable places located at its outer rim, which surrounds a large natural wilderness area in the middle, hundreds of kilometers long, and sometimes dozens wide, although it narrows as you move forward. It harbors several types of landscapes and climates inside, all of which are artificially controlled, yet on the ground they are undistinguishable from what is found on the surface of a planet. It includes a tropical forest, a high-altitude pine forest and an extensive subtropical and tropical jungle, which is the largest inside. After the hostage situation, Our Stack assault craft flew into the Viera, above its biosphere and into it, to detect if any more enemies were hiding in the forests and jungles, and if any more movements were coming from them. And certainly there were many more of them there, and many, we calculated that there were at least 6,000 enemy personnel hiding in the forest and jungles in the Viera, and underground there as well. We found out the hard way as they fired a very sophisticated, computer-guided plasma anti-aircraft cannon at two of our Stack air assault crafts, severely damaging one of them, Stack 151. The shots that cannon fired and that did not impact Stack 151 hit the ceiling of the Viera, creating a big hole into space, causing a decompression event that could have had catastrophic consequences. Same way, countless enemy small arms fire aimed at our Stack crafts were also impacting the Viera's ceiling, destroying its solar lamps and its weather-generating systems as well. The Andromedan Viera had become a nest for countless Cabal mercenaries and space marines, or however they are called, who were there behind the back of the civilian Andromedan people, and under the protection of the 12 Dark Galactic Federation representatives. This situation had suddenly become a lot worse, and it looked like we were facing a protracted, horrible war of attrition. The scenario was starting to resemble a space version of the Vietnam War, or at least it had the potential to become so. In the meantime, numerous Antarian military forces moved the civilian Andromedan population towards the front of the ship and took defensive positions, preventing any other hostage situations from developing, and also preventing the Cabal forces in the biosphere part of the ship from entering the habitable places of the Viera. All this is so unlike the Andromedans, how they live and the spirituality they want to demonstrate, but this is the consequence of not taking care of their house correctly, and letting other forces take over their premises with no control. This is the consequence of having lent their house, their ship, as the local base for the Galactic Federation, in all its obscurity. And I don't think this fight would have been easily prevented, as the dark forces seeking to control Earth would never willingly relinquish their primary outpost outside of Earth, including the airspace and the space beyond. Naturally, they would end up resisting fiercely. Unfortunately for the Andromedans, they are now experiencing what it is like to live on Earth and directly in a conflict zone. All imported right into their house. A lot more has happened, and I am only starting to share with you all of it. Unfortunately, I must stop writing here because I cannot continue for today, or the video will not be ready for the premiere tonight. I would have liked to include everything in this video, but it is humanly not possible. Please remember I am typing this with my little fingers. I will continue with the second part in my very next video, Space News 87. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.